Welcome to another episode of Larry's Rants, Raves, and Reviews. And now here's Larry.
Hey, folks, welcome to another show. Now, I got to tell you, this is going to be a little different because Randy's not with me tonight. So I imagine he's probably out on a lake crappie fishing. So I got another guy over here running the buttons. So we're just going to give this a fair shot and we'll do what we want. So welcome back to the show, and we're excited tonight. I want to get rolling on this crazy issue because I've got to tell you, we've got some federal judges that are absolutely driving me insane. They are driving me crazy. These liberal judges are making their own laws. They're overreaching to interrupt everything that Trump is trying to do, and he's trying to fix America. But I've got to tell you, these liberal activist judges are doing everything in their power to destroy America and to keep us on the road right into communism. I think it's abuse of power. Simply put, these judges are acting illegally and they're playing politics. So, I think that one person on Fox News called them the robed politician problem. And I believe that absolutely. You say, well, Larry, what's got you so upset tonight? Well, what are these judges fighting over? The quick answer to that would simply be they're fighting Trump on salvaging and saving America. But I want to go over some details with you tonight. And so let's just jump right into those. I would tell you that the federal judges are fighting Trump. He's blocked Trump on the administration from cutting federal funds to hospitals that provide gender-affirming health care to transgender youth. Now, that sounds something just like you would love for your tax dollars to go and pay for, right? I'm sure that's what I would like. Now, that was a judge, and as we go kind of through these real quickly, I want to tell you who appointed him. That was a Joe Biden judge. Does that surprise anybody? Well, here's another Joe Biden judge that's blocking parts of the executive order banning DEI programs. Well, that was part of Joe Biden's whole thing, you know, while he slept in the office and the evil regime ran everything for him. That's something that they wanted. Another one that they're fighting, another judge is fighting, and this happens to be a Reagan-appointed judge. Now, there's a couple of judges that are fighting on this, but one of them happens to be a Ronald Reagan appointee. They're fighting him on the election overhaul order. So they want to stop the proof of citizenship requirements. Can you believe that? Our judges, and we'll get into this even further, are trying to fight about illegals voting. They're wanting that. Says Democrats Hakeem Jeffries, Chuck Schumer, and the DNC have filed a lawsuit against President Trump to stop his executive orders banning non-citizens for voting in U.S. elections. Now, I don't know how you want to slice it, but can you believe that we're talking about non-citizens and we've got the Democratic Party, we've got the leaders of the Democratic Party, and we have rogue judges that are fighting a sitting president against this, they're wanting illegals to vote. I mean, it is absolutely mind-boggling that this type of thing would happen. Here's another Joe Biden in this report I'm looking at. Another Joe Biden appointed judge. He is fighting against dismantling the U.S. aid. He says that it probably violates the Constitution. Now, let me remind you that DOGE is searching for and rooting out all the waste, the fraud, and the abuse that's in the federal government. Now, folks, this is by design. You and I both recognize this is by design because the reason that these judges are doing this is because they're on the take. If you think they're doing this for free, if you think they're doing this for popularity, you are absolutely wrong. A lot of these people are backed by George Soros, and they've been appointed by Biden, by Hussein. They're out to get America. They're out to destroy us. Well, here's another one. Let's take a good look at this. Joe Biden wanted to freeze federal grants and loans, but a Joe Biden judge fought on that. Here's one that it was appointed by Bill Clinton. He wants to reinstate all of the employees that were fired. And in this report, it says that Trump is trying to downsize the federal government. But he's wanting to reinstate. This judge says, no, you have to reinstate 24,000 federal workers. Let me ask you a question. Do you remember back during the Pelosi plague when all the non-essential employees was talked about? Non-essential. Now, as a small business owner, I got to tell you, I don't have non-essential people. If you're not essential, you're not on my payroll. And that's the wisdom and the business sense that President Trump is trying to bring to the American government, just like he would run a company. He's trying to bring that to our country. And yet we have judges fighting him on this. And they, if we can let 24,000 workers go, do you really think they're essential? Ask yourself, is that essential for us to have? Boy, I'll tell you, the Democrats hate it when you start quoting back their verbiage and their lines that they have had all these years. Okay, here's another one. George Bush, well, one of his appointees said he wants to restore web pages that included information about transgender health care from their websites. That's something to really fight about. Here's one, an Obama judge, again, firing employees. We don't want to do that. The same judge is fighting against the dismantling of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Here's a Biden judge that is fighting against the ending of the birthright citizenship. Well, let me just tell you, if you have an illegal person or two illegal people in this country, and they give birth, why should two illegals equal one legal? I've always been against birthright citizenship. Just because you have illegal people here having babies, I mean, let's face it, folks, if that's what's going to keep you in America, I would sneak into the country, immediately get pregnant, 9 months later, have this child, and now all of a sudden, you can't send me out of the country. You can't throw me out. Why? Because I've got a legal child that's going to keep me here. Why do you think that they turn into baby factories? Now, I didn't come to play around tonight. You know, as my old saying is, you know, my pronoun is pissed off Pawpaw. Well, tonight Pawpaw's kind of pissed off, and so I'm just going to let you know that, okay? This is insanity that these judges are fighting the president, a sitting president of the United States, and they're sitting here firing him. Fighting him, rather. I just don't understand it. Now, here's a big one. You know, everybody's in tune to this one, is James Boasberg. He's the one that was appointed by Obama, and he is fighting for the due process of the illegals. He's the one that said, hey, you put all those illegals on the plane, you're sending them back to their country, they're marching them in, they're shaving their head, they're changing their clothes, they're bowing them down, they're doing, and all we watched all this video, personally to me, I loved it. I loved what I saw, because what I saw was strong leadership that said, okay, you're now in our custody, we're putting you into our program, and we're putting you in jail, and they treat their prisoners the way that I think prisoners ought to be treated. So here they are. He says, we're fighting for due process. Well, here's a question. Was this same judge even around during the J6 hoax that Nancy Pelosi tried? Was he in for all of their due process? Because from what I'm understanding, a lot of them were stripped down naked, put in jail. They didn't have a cot to sleep on. They were put in there on a sleeping bag on a cement floor. They were treated like absolute criminals and trash. And yet they weren't even guilty of anything. You had doors on the Capitol that there was no way for them to even open. And they were opened, and the hoax was done. And we've got proof of it, folks. And yet, we're standing here watching this. Now, Judge Boasberg is an activist judge that's blocking Trump from deporting these gang members. This is the same judge that intentionally delayed the release of Hillary Clinton's emails until after the 2016 election. Oh, and remember the Signal case? Remember the Signal case where some reporter got in on the Signal text message? Guess who's presiding over that? Same judge, same guy. Do you see the level of corruption that is here? Now, this judge just happened to be on vacation. He was on vacation, and this lawsuit went to court at about 2:30 in the morning. He was on vacation. He grabbed it. He wasn't even known as the emergency judge for this, but yet it landed in his court. I've got to tell you, he's got four other of Trump's lawsuits in his court right now. Four different ones. Do you think that's by design? I think it is. Why? Because Trump hater. Here's an Obama judge that blocked immigration raids for taking places in the houses of worship. So if you're illegal, if you're one of these gang members, if you're a rapist, a child molester, a drug addict, a drug pusher, go run to the nearest house of worship. And we can't get you all of a sudden. Really? We want to turn our churches into a safe place for these violent criminals? Oh, I got to tell you, here's another one about fighting. Here's another Ronald Reagan judge that's fighting the ending of the birthright citizenship by the name John. And he was a Ronald Reagan appointee. And this guy happened to be looking at a bunch of reports on him. Guess what? Any of my friends back in my old stomping grounds in Pittsburgh, Kansas, that was where he was born. Aren't you proud of him? Here's one that's fighting the deportation, another Obama judge that's fighting over firing people. Here's one that an Obama judge that is actually against removing the security credentials of a former employee of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and worked on the presidential campaign in 2016. She's not even an employee of the federal government anymore, doesn't do any work. Trump took her security credentials away, and yet the liberals are fighting and complaining about it. Why does she need security credentials? Do you have some? I don't. It's just amazing to me that this is how these judges are acting. Here's one. Biden judge lives in Oklahoma. He's against pulling federal funds for hospitals that deliver gender-affirming care to minors. Oklahoma, that ought to make you proud. Here's one, a Reagan employee that blocked, get this, boy, Ronald Reagan's got to be turning over in his grave. That poor man, the greatest president we've ever had, and this is how some of these judges have gone crazy. Do you think they've gone liberal? Do you think that Ronald Reagan actually put a liberal on the court? No, he didn't. They were good people back then. Now they've become corrupt. Now they have become probably on the payroll of George Soros or the Democratic Party or all the people that's trying to ruin America. I'm only asking, I'm only giving you some food for thought to think about it for a while. But this particular one blocked an order requiring prison officials to transfer transgender women to men's facilities and terminating their access to hormone therapy. Wow. Let me camp here for just a minute before we wrap this thing up. Here is one district judge, Richard Young, has ruled that the Indiana Department of Corrections must arrange urgent, now get that, urgent gender-affirming surgery for the baby murderer. He's a trans under the name of Jonathan Richardson. Now, here's the list of demands that Richardson prepared that Richardson prepared that's called surgeries to reach my ideal self. Now, the first item on the list that the court heard was he wants a vagina. Yeah. Then he said, I want breast implants, a brow lift, a brow reduction, and a tummy tuck. Now, this is from an inmate that is wanting these things. This is a list of demands that he gave the court. Richardson is currently serving a 55-year sentence for the murder of his 11-month-old stepdaughter. And an autopsy found that the baby had died of asphyxiation by manual strangulation. And yet we're allowing this inmate to demand things of this nature. I don't even know why the person's still alive. That's why I personally believe in the death benefit, or the death, whatever it's called. I say kill him. Well, let's look at one more, and then we'll probably get out of here. Here's one, a Biden judge that is suing because we banned transgender individuals from serving in the U.S. military. It's a district court judge ordering the U.S. military to continue enlisting mentally delusional transgender troops. Now, folks, either we have a president that can do what he wants and run a country, and he's doing it in a legal fashion. Don't let anybody lie to you. Everything that he is doing is constitutional. Everything he is doing is trying to save America, trying to help America. But yet these judges, these rogue judges, are fighting him every step of the way. It's just amazing to me that I just never believed that the communist regime led by the Democratic Party and their tools of these federal judges are fighting Trump on everything. I mean everything. I never dreamed that I knew that Trump would be fought by all these communists, but I never dreamed that our legal system would be used the way that is being used. These judges are coming after America and Trump and him trying to save us. I would be absolutely shocked if I ever did a podcast that I didn't bring this subject up. But ladies and gentlemen, we would not be in this kind of shape if we had term limits. I totally and completely believe in term limits on every official that's elected or appointed. I believe in term limits. I hope you're buying into that idea. Give it some thought.